This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO member countries to take decisive action against terrorism in all its manifestations. Addressing the SCO summit at Tianjin in China yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized that there should be no double standards and urged the group to hold countries who perpetrate and support cross-border terrorism accountable.
अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हुए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
In a major diplomatic win for India in the Tianjin Declaration, which was adopted after the conclusion of the SCO summit, the member states unequivocally condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack that took place on 22nd April this year and called for justice against those responsible. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SCO summit. In his meeting with President Putin, the two leaders focused on enhancing bilateral cooperation and deepening the strategic partnership between India and Russia. The Prime Minister said India and Russia have been regularly discussing the Ukraine conflict. He stressed on ending the Ukraine conflict at the earliest. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin praised India's role in promoting peace in Ukraine and appreciated the efforts of India and other partners. The Prime Minister has returned to New Delhi after completing his visits to Japan and China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate SEMICON India 2025 at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi today. The three-day conference will focus on advancing a robust, resilient and sustainable semiconductor ecosystem in the country. The Prime Minister will also attend the conference tomorrow, where he will take part in the CEO's roundtable. Over 20,000 attendees, including more than 2,500 delegates from over 48 countries, will participate in the conference. The event will highlight initiatives under the Design-Linked Incentive Scheme, the growth of startup ecosystem, international cooperation, and the future roadmap for India's semiconductor sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar Rajya Jivika Nidhi Sak Sahakari Sangh Limited through video conferencing today. This initiative is expected to strengthen entrepreneurship development among rural women and accelerate the growth of community-led enterprises. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also transfer 105 crore rupees into the institution's bank account. The system will operate entirely on a digital platform, ensuring faster and more transparent fund transfers directly into the bank accounts of Jivika Didis. India has rushed humanitarian aid to Afghanistan following a devastating earthquake in the Kunar province, which claimed the lives of at least 812 people and injured over 2,800 others. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar spoke with Afghan Foreign Minister Malawi Amir Khan Mutaki and expressed condolences at the loss of lives in Afghanistan. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said India has delivered tents for 1,000 families in Kabul. He informed that 15 tons of humanitarian aid has been sent by the Indian mission from Kabul to Kunar. The minister assured that further relief material will be sent from India today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwat Mann and discussed the situation arising due to rain and flooding in Punjab. According to government sources, immediately after landing in Delhi from China, Mr. Modi called up Punjab Chief Minister and assured him all the help and support to the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has visited the flood-affected areas in Jammu. Mr. Shah inspected the damage caused by the flood at the Tawi Bridge. He also visited Chakmangua village, worst hit by the recent floods. More than 130 people have been killed in cloudbursts, landslides and flash floods triggered by heavy rainfall in Jammu. India registered their third consecutive victory, defeating Kazakhstan, with a massive margin of 15-0 in Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship at Rajgir in Bihar last evening. With this emphatic win in the last league match, India climbed to the top of the points table with 9 points in Pool A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.